to start this? Yeah. Hello, everyone. We are back at it again. The Moo and Q Show. Podcast of Moo and Q.
Yeah, we admit it, bro.
Everything's been going good, though.
I think we took a week off.
Yeah, because one of the guests, our last guest, you know, he couldn't come on till Thursday, so we have to wait till Thursday. But we still ahead, though.
Yeah, we still ahead.
Yeah, we still ahead.
Yeah, it's dope. But, bro, what's going on with this fashion, bro?
Yeah, dude.
Either I'm old school, I don't know what's happening.
Or you're old fashioned.
But I need to know what's happening with this new. I ain't seen nothing like that since Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
bro.
Right? No, this Korean fashion. You know, I wanted to bring a little bit of Korean fashion and LA swag.
So, what's going on? LA swag. Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Y'all will see what's coming soon. It's coming soon.
Q, for those who don't know, man, Q is a fashion. We can't call you a fashionista, huh?
Yeah. I'm really big on fashion. I love fashion.
But Q, I thought fashionista was only for women.
Nah, it's unisex.
We could call you that?
Yeah.
Well, he's a fashionista, man. He was working at LA Fashion for how many years?
It was only for a year. Our director for a year. But then I was doing a lot of other stuff, too. So that's why I couldn't.
He was doing some, you know, photography.
Fashion shows.
For some big names
shows,
out there, man. That's who gave him sneakers. His so-called lucky shoes that disappeared.
See, if I had that on yesterday, Korea would have won.
See?
Congratulations to Saudi, by the way.
Congratulations
the Saudis won.
Saudi, they
won the Asian
man.
Cup, right?
See? I think you depended on them shoes too much, and that's why Korea's losing.
It's because I don't have those shoes. That's why.
Nah, they was lucky you would have had them. Huh? They was luck.
I need Will Smith and that Aladdin movie to come out. And, like,
you know they got a dope Will Smith joint. That's
I just saw it.
To Bone. Shout out to the homie Bone, because Bone, you know what I mean?
He had a hand in it?
He told me he's part of it. He been doing a lot of, he did a few films with actually with Will Smith.
Damn.
You know, so Bone, man, he called me about a week ago, and we always have these healthy debates. That's why I love Bone. Because Bone,
we gotta get Bone on the show.
I told him, but Bone was like, "Move, man! Everybody trying to get me on these shows."
Yeah.
You notice he don't do no interviews.
No, I noticed that.
He's like, "Man, I don't do no interviews, but I'm still relevant." I said, "But bro, what you gotta do some interviews?" He's like, "Man, I don't do no interviews. Everybody calling him because Bone still got that. You know, he got that gangster mentality a little bit, even though he come from the hood." For those that don't know, Bone was an Athens Park Blood member who really turned his life around. But he stayed connected to the streets. So when he do these movies, like, for example, the Straight Outta Compton movie, he was the one in charge of the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He said that they hired me to make sure that even the Dickies that the people wore, that had to make them crust.
The crease. Yeah,
he said
that was a big thing back in the day.
Crease, like how it was back in the day.
That's back in
the
80s.
He said, I got homies jobs. He said, some of the dudes that just came home from prison 20 years, I got them jobs. Instead of going back to the old life, they came out,
like,
and now they're doing
living.
Actors. They're doing acting. And he said, man, he had to go to so many different hoods, from Bloods and Crips, to sit down with them and say, look, we're going to shoot here. Can we do a lot of politics in the street? But shout out to Bone, man, because he came a long way, bro.
Yeah, but he's the governor of the politics in the streets,
though,
man.
The governor
That's
of
what's
the
up.
He told me, he said, man, I do a lot of things behind the scene when it comes to the street to stop trying to get the people to kill each other. So shout out to Bone, man.
Shout out
so
to
he
Bone.
Told me about this movie with Will Smith that they did in Compton. I think it's called Kings. It's about the father of Serena and Venus Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know they're from Compton.
It's funny that you said that. Because I was like thinking, what am I going to do this weekend? I'm bored. You know, I need something to do. So I was looking up at Vox Cinema to see what movies are playing.
And I was like,
what? Will Smith got another movie coming out?
Bruh.
It's that one.
But it's based on a true story.
Yeah, based on a true story.
It shows how the father, Richard Williams, right?
Yeah.
The father, Serena Venus Williams, he kept his girl because Compton during those times was gang infested, bro.
Yeah.
Bloods and Crips killing each other. So he kept his daughters out of the streets. And kept them from school by school by way of school and tennis. Back then, tennis wasn't really good in the black community.
Actually, it still ain't.
Like, and they was bullying.
It's not a black thing.
It's not a black thing. So they bullied them. Like, when he used to take his daughters out to the park to play tennis, a few times he got jumped on by gang members.
Yeah,
but it didn't. You know what I mean? So shout out. I gotta check that. So I like movies based on true stories.
I do. Man. I do too. Or TV shows. You know.
Yeah. Real talk.
But real quick.
Yes.
For all you guys joining us, don't forget to start by hitting the, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, like, give us thumbs up, comment below if you want any topics that you want us to tackle, we got you. If you guys didn't notice, I actually do respond to the YouTube comments as much as possible as I can.
Dope.
So yeah, don't forget that. And then shout outs to our sponsor, Manscaped.
Manscaped.
Yeah, hey, If you need to buy gifts, this is the time.
It's the time. Can't beat that, man. Shout out to Manscaped.
You know, the Rolex of men's grooming, you know? But anyways, yeah, continuing on though. Shoot.
So yeah man, I like movies based on like true stories, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's dope. So when Bone told me about it, I never heard of it. He told me about it. And then we was on the phone for another 30, 40 minutes because we always have healthy debates. So Bone is always saying this and I'm saying this. And then we always get up like, man, I love you. Yeah. I love you. And we, you know what I mean? He's a vet. He's an OG.
We got to get him on the show.
Yeah. You got to get him, bro. I told him, I said, man, you got to get on the show. He's like, move, man. I ain't getting on nobody's shows.
I
don't know why he don't like doing interviews.
It's because he's a thug. You know, thugs don't want the spotlight.
Yeah, but he liked the spotlight. He's in the, bro, he got movies
with Denzel Washington. That's a different type of spotlight. That's a different type of spotlight.
He got movies with Denzel. Yeah. But his story amazing, bro.
Yeah. We got to hear it, though.
Because Bone got movies with Denzel Washington. Will Smith, some of the biggest actors in the game.
Yeah.
And he come from the ghetto. He come from South Central. He was ahead of gangbanging. Like, he was involved in, he was an active gang member.
So whenever they do any movies that has to do with gangs, they always call up on Bone, from what I know.
They seem like he's the one who could
stop, who could keep the peace,
while
they're filming, so someone gets hurt. Yeah.
Exactly. So shout out to Bone, man.
Yeah, shout out to Bone.
Man, you got to get on our show, man. Stop playing, bro.
Yeah. But then, I remember, during the Trump
administration.
That right there. Yes. I remember during then, that's the Asian coming out of me.
That's some earrings on your hat, man. They got you confused. You just see the earrings moving. You're like,
I'm just like.
Like the
you're going to be like, man, are you high? No, I'm just looking at my earrings.
I'm dizzy from the.
Yeah. No, so during that, I remember Trump was trying to get these dudes in jail, these four dudes in jail. For something that happened at the park with the white girl, I think.
It's not the Trump administration. This is before Trump became a politician. This one Trump.
So it was before he even tried to do all
this
that.
This one he was a businessman in New York. I think you're talking about the movie.
The
Way They See Us. It's Netflix series about
there
this.
There is.
Is bro, this
because what
story,
I was about
bro,
to say was they should make a movie or something about
they did
that.
A series about it.
I'm
bro.
Way late.
You way late, bro.
Dang,
you know what I mean? You good on fashion.
I gotta stop watching those Korean dramas. That's what it is. That's keeping me out.
You on point with the fashion, but you're on late with the story.
Dang,
bro.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called, if I'm not mistaken, The Way They See Us.
When They See Us or something.
When They See Us.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah,
so it's based on four black guys, young teenagers in New York.
True story
that a white. A female was raped in a park, and these kids happened to be in the same park. It was a park in Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken.
Harlem, right? And it was
in Harlem.
Harlem
or one of these parks. So they happened to, the police just wanted to put the rape on anyone. So they was like, man, find us someone to put this rape on. And they decided to get these four teenagers who all been innocent. And even Trump, he did a one page in one of the magazines or the news. He did a news article back then, a column where he said, we should bring, he called them like all types of horrible names, young teenagers. Like he said some crazy things about them. Come to find out, they was innocent all this time. Eventually, the guy who raped the woman, he got locked up, got arrested. Then he felt bad, I guess, that these young teenagers are locked up for a crime they didn't commit. And he came clean and said, I'm the one who did that to that lady.
Yeah, because I remember the one who originally raped them.
Yes.
Yeah, he got arrested for something else.
Maybe
completely
murder
something
or something
else.
Another.
Like a robbery or
robbery
something.
Or
it was
something,
something
yes,
else.
Yes, yes.
And then when he was in there locked up, that's when he realized, oh, shoot.
I need to come clean.
Yeah.
So they life is ruined. You can imagine so many people in America who was locked up unjustly.
This
bro.
Is when?
You know what I mean? You got so many people. Like my homie Weldon. That's why we got to really get Weldon.
Yeah.
Because now he's out. He's fighting these cases.
Yes, and he got thrown in Utah.
He got thrown in Utah.
Man,
I was on King Sean page, and he just mentioned, what's his name? Sean King.
Sean King.
Sean King.
You sound Asian right there
with
Asian, the other
Sean
one.
King. See, hanging around you, bro.
King
Sean? King Sean and King Kong? King Kong and King Sean.
King Kong,
Sean, you know
King Kong
and
he got...
So yeah, Sean King, yeah. And he just mentioned a post of a guy who was about to get the death penalty.
Oh.
And they stopped it like the day when he was supposed to get the legal injection.
Yeah.
And he was innocent. So imagine so many people that's locked up in the USA that's actually innocent, man. You'd be surprised.
It's because the district, the DA and the attorney general, they're like, especially during what I noticed throughout the years since 1980 up until now that I lived.
Yes.
I noticed that it's whenever it's election day for like the attorney general or district attorney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're trying to make it look good so they could get reelected. So they just start throwing people in jail.
Yeah, people that just straight up racist losers. Like what about the judge in Maryland? He had, what was it called? A kid for cash scheme. where he was getting money for every kid that they put in prison, because prison in America
is business. I heard of that.
It's private corporate business, corporations where people can own a prison and benefit. So somebody who owned a prison was coming to him and say, for each kid, I give you $1,000.
Yeah.
Something crazy, bro. So taxpayers are paying for the kids that get arrested. And this judge made something. They gave him life in prison, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. They locked him up for a long time. He deserved that. But imagine the lives that he messed up, and it was black and brown children.
Yeah.
So imagine if he wouldn't have got caught, or you can imagine how many people doing what he's doing is not getting caught.
Yeah.
So every time he sends someone to jail to his friend prison, his friend would kick him off $200 or $1,000.
Yeah.
But some people just corrupted evil people, bro. You know what I mean? Sad, man.
Darn.
You know what I mean? Crazy, bro.
I'm gonna check out that show.
Check it out, bro.
Is hopefully it a series we get, or is
you
a
know,
movie?
One of them is a friend of mine, Yusuf. He actually came to Saudi Arabia about 3-4 years ago for the MISC Foundation, the Mohammed Ibn Salman Foundation. He was one, and I got invited. He invited me out, and he spoke there. And when he told his story, it was amazing, bro.
Just how long was he incarcerated for?
I would say. Good question.
It was like 10 years, right?
I think it was about 10 years.
So he lost his whole youth.
You know what I mean? In prison.
Of course.
A young teenager go to prison for something he can't do. And when they kept saying, we innocent, nobody believed him.
Yeah, of course.
Until a guy came clean. So maybe we can get you
something. That's
the only
reason why they got free. Because the dude.
If that guy wouldn't have came clean, then they would have probably still been in prison right now.
Or if he would have got shanked in prison and died.
Exactly, bro.
Nobody would ever know.
They would still look at these guys as the rapists.
They'll be rotting in prison right now.
Right now, bro.
And they'll be labeled as.
Yes.
A black dude who raped a white girl.
Exactly, bro.
You know? Crazy. And that's usually the MO for...
Same thing with Geronimo Pratt. Geronimo Pratt was one of the Black Panther parties, and he was like the uncle of Tupac Shakur.
Yep.
So Geronimo Pratt was, they arrested him by saying he raped a woman in Oakland. He was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 20-something years in prison. I think Johnny Cochran is who got him off, who came and represented his case. After 20-something years, they've released him because they knew he was wrongly and convicted. You know what I mean? They gave him a couple million, but after that, what's that going to do? His life is ruined.
Yeah, it's not even worth the time that I wasted.
You lost all your time, man.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
But like I was saying, that's the MO of the politicians and the legal system, you know?
They play with the lives of children.
A black man rapes a white girl? Yes, we got him.
We got
him. That's what they think, man.
That's what they think. And most of the time, it's not even a black guy who did it, you know what I mean? But this is, America is so divided by just deep hatred, racism, bro. Do you think it's going to change? Even though we came a long way, we keep it real. We came a long way. I'm talking about, if you hear stories from my grandparents and stuff like that, where, America went from colored sink, water fountain, whites only. They came a long way, but it's still systematically racist. The racism is still part of the systematic and the political underlying of the USA. Do you think it's going to change?
Not at all.
You don't think it's
going
to change?
Because look what's going on right now. You heard about that Kirk guy?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was a Black Rittenhouse or something.
But you know what's crazy? He didn't kill no black people.
What?
That's how the media twisting. What he did was wrong because, for example, what's his name? Kyle Rittenhouse.
It was Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse.
He went across state lines with an automatic weapon, which should be illegal.
Which he illegally got.
Yeah, but by going across state line to go say, I'm going to defend something and kill somebody, that's straight up murder. But most people making it seem like this is how the media is very tricky, because we got to be honest.
Yeah.
What he did was wrong, because he went across state line and he killed people.
The protesters.
He killed protesters.
It was three, black dudes.
No, he didn't kill not one black dude.
It was three black dudes.
He killed three white dudes. Look it up.
Was it?
The media will make it seem like he killed three black dudes. But what is wrong is that he was able to do something that if he was a black kid that done what he a black kid would have done what he done, they would have been prison.
Oh yeah,
for life.
He would have got the death penalty.
They would have been prison for life. But he didn't kill any black people. He killed three white kids. But the media was making it seem as if it was racially. You're checking it out, right?
Yeah.
So the media is trying to make it seem like it's racially motivated, but it has nothing to do with race. Even though he might be a racist, I don't know. You know what I mean? Some stories.
Okay, I got it mixed up. It was following Jacob Blake murder, the black dude that got murdered. It was because of that.
But he actually
hurt three other white dudes. Yeah.
But the problem is that If it was a black or kid of color that went across state line with a machine gun.
Dude, even if it was a black man who killed the three of his own black people, he still would have got
they would have got a jail. He wouldn't even been no trial.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how most people are upset. They're not saying that, you know what I mean? But the media making it seem like a lot of my black friends, they don't know. They making it seem like this dude just killed three black people and got off free. No, that's not the case. Even though the media is very slick, because they want to keep that, you know, they keeping racism alive because they like that division, because of that drama, you know what I mean? But he actually shot three white people. But the problem is they let him get off of murder. You know what I mean?
And he called it self-defense.
And he called it self-defense because somebody threw, a paper bag or something at him?
Yeah, it was one of them.
Later on, somebody hit him with a skateboard after he shot somebody. Yeah. He shot that dude and killed
him. And then the third one, he tried to take the rifle from him or gun from him. That's crazy. Him, you know? But
welcome to America, bro. It's crazy. So, but I can say we came a long way.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Well,
have you ever faced racism openly in America? Because I never have.
Absolutely.
I would have slapped the racism out of him.
I grew up in Downey, California, which at the time it was all white neighborhood.
Okay.
Remember I told you I used to run home and be like, "Mom, how come we couldn't be white?"
Wow.
Because that's how hard it was. They're so hard on me.
Hard on you.
Because I wasn't white.
When
I lived in Pico Rivera and it was an all Hispanic neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're like, "Hermano, Chinito, hermano." You know, like,
yes.
I didn't mind them calling me Chinito.
Yeah, Chinito.
But then I never got hurt by the word chink until I got to Downey, California.
You know, I never all faced white neighborhood. You know, and people seem to be surprised when I tell them that. As an African American or Black American, whatever they want to call us, because every 30 years they give us a new name.
Yeah, it's always
instead of just saying America. That's another weird thing. For example, when you see a white American, majority of white people in America, they come from Europe.
Yeah.
They come from England. I think majority of the white people in America,
Irish,
if I'm not mistaken, is Irish.
It's Italian.
Germany, Donald Trump's grandfather comes from Germany.
Yeah.
But when they see white people, they say American. But then everyone else, Korean American, Latin American, Black American. That's weird, Aki. But this all has something to do with white supremacy. They always find a way to try to, you know what I mean?
Because the true American is a Native American.
And the crazy part, when I tell people, I say, look, my great-grandfather, I have Native American blood on both sides, my mother and father. But when a person will look at me, they won't look at me as a person who originally from America, meaning he have roots originally from America. But then when they look at a white person, they will automatically say, yeah, he's American. I remember a long time ago when I came to Saudi, I met this Saudi guy. And he was like, yeah, you know, I met this guy. He's a friend of mine, an accountant that I dealt with. And he's American. So I was like, what do you mean American? He's like, real American. I said, what? He's like, a white American. I said, oh, my bad, because a real American is a Native American.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I was like, so you threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it was like, we got Native Americans.
I was about to say, man,
now?
You got a Native American accountant in Saudi Arabia?
that's what's up.
I was like, man, I want to meet him. Yeah. But he's like, no, a white American. I was like, oh, man, oh.
Yeah. No, like, with that saying, like, I don't like that either. I think the real Americans were Native Americans because they were here. And the only thing was, now, everybody needs to understand that when we talk about the white supremacy, we're not hating on all white people.
White supremacy is what
but
we hate.
It's the hate from those individual white people is what's hurting you guys as a whole race.
Yeah, because we know we cannot hate, you know, there's good and bad in every race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Racism means you hate the whole race.
Yeah, there's good and bad in every race. And even in America, you know, me growing up, I encountered a lot of good white people.
Me too,
at a young age. So I knew early age that, okay, I cannot say all white people are bad. Maybe when I turn on the television and you see certain things that they was doing, trying to keep people of color down based on racism, if you know the origins of America, but I know a lot of good white people in my life. So
absolutely.
I thank God that in an early age, my grandmother raised me not to be a racist. I couldn't have that in my family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had uncles and cousins that married white women. So I grew up in a multicultural family.
Yeah.
So I never experienced that, thank God. You know what I mean? And I never experienced racism openly. Of course, systematically racism is there, but I never faced it openly. You know, but I grew up with my grandmother and they made sure that stuff didn't fly in my house. You know what I mean? So you're right. We're not talking about white people. We're talking about white supremacy, which is real. White supremacy.
The hate.
White supremacy is something that, you know, I was speaking to a Saudi dude the other day. I wish he would come on the podcast show, but he's not. He studied in America. And he was saying that it took him to go to America to see the machine of white supremacy, how it's working in so many. Like if you turn on a billboard, I mean, if you look at a billboard to sell shampoo, most likely it will show a white skin.
Yeah.
If you look at a lotion commercial, it will show a white person. All of this is from the machine of white supremacy to make the people think
it's all
that
engineered
this is,
by that.
Yeah, it's engineered to make you think this is the true beauty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But God put, thank God, you know what I mean? That when you have common sense, you know it's not one race above the other. Or it's no race inferior or superior than another. Manscaped. Stay fresh, clean start, head to toe, finishing touch, extra refinement. Bro, what did you bring me, man?
Man.
What is this?
All right, so the support for Mutu Q
yes.
is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay.
Right, Manscaped, they are the men's grooming champions of the world. Not just the city, Craig, the world.
The world?
That's one of my favorite lines.
Wow,
you
really mean the world.
Yeah. Manscaped, because what they do is they offer a precision engineered grooming technology.
But I like to look rough, man. I don't touch my beard. I like to look a little rough.
What about
you know
from
what
the
I mean?
Neck down, though?
Oh, yeah, from the neck down, we got to stay smooth,
like, when you
man.
Take your shirt off, it's going to look like you have a sweater.
You got to be smooth, man. You're right.
Some people are like that. You know what you do? And I like to feel silky smooth, you know?
Silky smooth, huh?
You know, like...
Silky smooth?
Yeah, just for me. Just for me, you know?
Dope.
The way I feel, like, I want to be silky smooth from the neck down, so...
I'm going to give it a try, then. I'm going to give it a try, man.
So what it comes with is this set is a special thing. Now, they just started in UAE.
Okay.
They just launched in the UAE, and this is the fourth generation of trimmers.
Okay.
Right? And the lawnmower 4.0, which means there's been many, many versions before that, but this is a 4.0.
Dope.
This one is, dude, look at that. That looks.
Yeah, that look dope.
That looks pretty.
That look dope.
I think Manscaped is the Rolex of men's grooming.
Wow. Say no more.
Not Casio.
Say no more. I'm buying.
Rolex.
I'm in.
Okay, order. So this is the
give me your credit card. I'm ordering today.
Yeah. Yeah. So that it comes with this.
Nice.
They call this the weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Okay. You know, because some people they'll be having like
this for the nose and the hair.
I mean, the ear trimmer in the ear. Man, I'll be seeing
the
some people's ears, and I'm like, dang.
Yeah. You know, my grandfather from Cuba, he kind of had like that afro coming out of his
ears. Yeah. Right.
And I'm actually following suit.
I'm right behind him.
I'm right behind him, so I'm glad.
Yeah. But then, no. Honestly, the way it looks.
Even the way it's modern, the weed whacker.
Yeah, the weed whacker.
That's dope right there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in this box?
So the box comes with like.
Can I see?
The crop reviver.
The crop reviver, okay.
Right? It's toner.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
And then you got the crop preserver.
The crop preserving.
Which is deodorant, not only for your armpits, but everywhere else, you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
What else we got in that box?
And here's the amazing part. Look how slick and slim that is. Honestly, when I first got this, I was like, where do I charge this at?
Facts.
But it comes with like a little charging dock that you just put it on and it charges it. Like the technology. I'm like, this got to be made by Koreans. My people had to make this.
Nice.
As nice as it looks, I know my people
made it. Check that out, man.
Yeah,
that
looks nice. Oh, camera's over there.
I try to play it off. Look, I did it slow. Look, well, actually, it's three cameras in this room.
Yeah.
Korean. Korean try to make us look like we don't make. It's a camera
only,
there. No, and it's a camera there. Say the camera.
Recording.
Say the camera recording is over there. So now, but you saw me try to play it off. When you said that, I did like this.
Yeah,
I was smooth with it. Smooth as Manscaped.
This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch.
Okay.
So like you can actually travel with this. So if you click it three times,
yes,
it won't turn on while it's in the bag.
Dope.
So that's what's good about this.
Dope.
Right? Manscaped.
Manscaped.
And that name, man. They got it with the name.
Yeah, they doing
their
anything, man. Marketing is amazing. I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah. So and then it's wireless charging too, by the way.
Wow.
Did I mention the wireless charging?
For
both
that?
The weed whacker and the lawnmower. This is called a lawnmower.
Lawnmower 4.0. The names are killing me, bro.
Yeah, right.
Check them out. Y'all see it. We over here with it. Check it out.
Here's the best part of this.
Okay.
You get a 20% discount
if
when
they
you
mention
use the code Mutu-Q.
Mutu-Q, get your 20%
discount. 20%
discount
when you use Mutu-Q at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
And for our Saudi viewers, they just launched in UAE, which means they could deliver here tomorrow.
One day.
Bukra.
One day deliver. Bukra.
Right? That's tomorrow. Bukra. Right? Bukra.
He said Bukra. Did tomorrow, he just curse in Arabic?
Bukra.
Bukra. But I think he might have just cursed himself in Arabic.
No, I meant Bukra. Tomorrow. Bukra.
Bukra.